Scottsdale officials ceremonially broke ground about an hour ago on a redevelopment project at the city's airport. Scottsdale says the new Aviation Business Center will include a restaurant, public plaza, and offices, among other things. The project is expected to cost around $27 million. With me to talk about it is Aviation Director Gary Mascaro. Gary, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell me, what is the reason for doing this? Why do you guys think that this is an important thing for the city to be doing?
Oh, we're very excited. Thanks again for having us. Absolutely. So we worked on an airport master plan a few years ago, and we studied the future demand, and we really realized that we really need some more hangar space to accommodate our users now and in the future. So truly, the purpose of the redevelopment project is to upgrade and enhance the area, and we'll introduce two brand new executive hangars, about 30,000 square feet each, which is some of the largest hangars on the airport.
Now, does that allow for more private jets to be coming in?
Yes, that's correct. We have a lot of demand already, so we have a very little vacancy rate, and there is just some need for more space because the jets are already coming in.
What has led to that increase in traffic at that airport?
I think a lot has to do with we have a very robust marketing program here. We like to advertise and share that we'd like to be the premier general aviation airport in the state, particularly in the area. And I think with that and a combination of working with our users, our U.S. Customs and Border Protection, where we have abilities for folks all over the world to fly direct to Scottsdale Airport now, I think all of that combined just made things happen.
The Scottsdale Air Park, the business area right around the airport, is seen as one of the main employment centers in the city of Scottsdale itself. How do you think, and how are you planning, perhaps, that this renovation work will benefit that area?
Well, that's a great question. We have this project's almost twofold. We have the new corporate hangar space and office space that is going to be developed, in which the purpose of that space is it's going to have other private company owners within the airpark area to house their aircraft. In addition, we have a new aviation business center that we're going to build that's going to allow folks in the airpark to come and visit the airport, appreciate what the airport's all about. We will have a brand new restaurant facility located on the second floor overlooking the McDowell's. We'll also have a meeting space and a catering venue area to host conference type events, weddings, any type of event like that. So I think that's going to help the airpark just appreciate the airport just a little bit more.
By appreciate, though, I mean, do you think that'll help those companies' bottom lines? I mean, are those companies looking for places to take clients to lunch or, you know, meeting rooms with which to meet clients?
Yes, there is very little meeting space available within the airpark area unless you go to hotels. So I think one of the big drivers of creating this banquet / meeting space is to allow folks such as companies in the airpark to utilize that space. So if the CEOs or high-level individuals fly in directly to the airport, they can get off their airplane and host several meetings there.
That part of Scottsdale is also home to, for example, the TPC, where the Phoenix Open is played, a lot of residences, a lot of shopping around that area. Do you see this having sort of a broader reach, maybe even beyond the immediate area around it in the airpark?
We certainly hope so. Again, one of our goals is being the premier general aviation airport in the country. And, you know, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, what I mentioned, a lot of folks come from all over the world to come to this airport and fly direct so they can go to the TPC or enjoy the Barrett-Jackson car auction, stay at our hotels and resorts. So we feel very complimentary as a gateway for the city of Scottsdale as a whole for our tourism and development.
You mentioned that this idea has been in the works for a few years now. Is there any concern that this is a pretty expensive project, $27 million, that let's say another recession hits, another economic dip hits, and that kind of general aviation usage and traffic dips a bit? Any concern that this might be, I don't want to say for naught, but might not have the kind of impact that you're planning on?
No, actually, we are very excited regardless of what may happen. What the nice part about Scottsdale Airport is we're what we considered self-sufficient. So all the rates and charges that we collect from the actual users of the airport pay for this airport, and all of those fees have to remain on the airport. So the way this development came to us was we worked out a deal. We did a request for proposals for somebody to take the hangar and as well as the restaurant space. And all of the debt that we are going to accommodate for the bond for the $27 million will be covered. All the debt service will be covered by those rates and users. when the economic downturn came, we were impacted, but not as bad as a lot of the private business entities, because we have a lot of revenue that we have saved for the rainy day fund, as we like to call it.
And Gary, lastly, what's the timeline on this? When do you expect to have this project wrapped up?
Well, again, we're excited. We broke ground today, and we anticipate the hangars to be open May of 2018 and our new office business center with the restaurant in the very beginning of September of 2018.
All right. Gary Mascaro is aviation director at the Scottsdale Airport. Gary, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.